The son of a Mexico City shopkeeper has become the world's richest man. According to Fortune magazine, Mexican tycoon Carlos Slim is now worth $1 billion more than Microsoft's Bill Gates. Slim owns Latin America's largest cell phone company, America Mobile. His family holdings represent more than 5% of Mexico's GDP and one-third of Mexico's stock exchange. For more on Slim's rapid rise, let's bring in the person who calculated his net worth for these rankings. And Stephanie Mehta joins us from New York. She's a senior writer at Fortune magazine. Stephanie, thanks so much for joining us. First of all, for the record, he's worth $58
billion. $58.5 billion and change, and that's just based on the public holdings in publicly traded companies that that Mr. Slim is an investor in. He probably has large holdings in real estate. There may be money in trusts that we're not aware of, so this is just the public number.
Why do you think that he has been so successfully? Obviously, I read your article, fascinating article. He obviously has a very good mind for detail. He's very mathematical. But part of his success seems to be that he knows how to buy beaten down assets and turn them around.
That's correct, Todd. I think that there are two keys to Carlos Slim's success. One was that he was a believer in Mexico when nobody else was. He really felt that if he invested in the company during the 1982 devaluation of the peso and the Mexican crisis then, that the country would come back. And he was very, very smart about that. He's done similar things with other investments, both in the United States, but also in Mexico. There was a time in 1994 where there was a peso crisis in Mexico. The value of his stock in Telmex was very low. He bought back stock. He cut capital spending. He did all the right things, and it's paid off. Telmex is one of his largest holdings, and that was the company from which America Mobile was spun off. And as you can see from the article, America Mobile is his largest holding. It contributes about $31 billion to his personal fortune.
Now, of course, he's a very powerful man, but he's also extremely well politically connected. Of course, at the time when he bought Mexico's biggest telecom company, he paid what was considered a market price with his partners. But the real sweet deal was he had a 7-year monopoly, which made other competitors quite outraged. So it's not all down to luck, is it?
No, it's not all down to luck. And I think that if you compare what Carlos Slim has done in Mexico with what American telecommunications companies have done or European telecommunications companies would have done, there would be people who would look at his actions and say, you know, that's very similar to the way savvy companies operate in any economy. In the case of Mexico, because it was a privatization and because it was done in a way that people felt was perhaps a little bit behind the scenes, they didn't feel like there were a lot of bidders and it didn't result in a lot of competition, he has been open to criticism.
Let's talk about the personality of him, because obviously he's a very strong and forceful man, although his sons are now basically running the day-to-day operation since he had heart problems. But nevertheless, his headquarters for his wireless company are in a tire factory or former tire factory. You also point out that he's very thrifty.
He's a frugal guy. Up until a few years ago, his son-in-law told me that he would wear one of those cheap calculator watches on his wrist, the ones that would enable him to actually do calculations while he was in meetings, right there on the fly. He's a very thrifty guy. He's a frugal guy. The personality trait that came out strongest, and in the course of reporting the story, we talked to all of the sons. We really tried to paint a portrait of a family as much as a portrait of an entrepreneur, because in Latin America and in many countries, including the United States, there is this strong sense of family in the business. And he manages his family. The way he manages his family is almost as interesting as the way he manages his businesses. The family is very close-knit. They present a united front. If there are disagreements among the brothers and his sons-in-law who are also involved in the business, you'll never see it. They do an amazing job of presenting a united, organic front.